Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Tom Skilling over at WGN-TV is watching the forecast. Inch totals are going up while the market goes down. Tom, thanks for jumping in here. How are you?
John, I am doing well, and thanks very much. We've been going back and forth with your producer on this, and I apologize for that. It's been pretty busy over here. I'll tell you one thing, John. We're probably about 3 to 5 hours away from the onset of snow, and it looks like by morning we could have 6 to 10 inches already down, and we're headed for a total of anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of snow with a sharp cutoff as you go south down toward Rensselaer and Kankakee. I mean, you've got to go pretty far south, but there'll be a heck of an accumulation gradient there. We'll go literally from over a foot of snow up here in the city to perhaps 3-4 inches down in those cities, those locales. So it's a long thing. We could have snow falling over the next 2 days. It appears it's going to come in waves. One commences with nightfall tonight and runs right on through mid-morning tomorrow. So that takes in the morning rush hour. And then there's another pickup later tomorrow and the first half of tomorrow night. It's hard to time these little intensity fluctuations. And it does look like we'll bridge the heavier periods of snow with occasional snow even through the afternoon. So both rush hours tomorrow will be impacted by the snow. And then we could have one more wave on Saturday with indications that particularly Chicago and area south could be swiped by one more Saturday night before this gets out of here. So this is a long-duration, heavy, overrunning situation. But don't be surprised if you see at some point tomorrow the snow slow down or even kind of taper off at times after the morning rush. But I do think we're not going to totally get out of this snow, and we're going to enhance it with some lake moisture later tomorrow and tomorrow night.
What do you think?
That's a big deal.
What do you think that Saturday snow is going to measure up to?
You know, it looks like we'll get another, if I had to pick numbers out, that 3 to 4 inches
wow.
out of that that second
so
wave
if you
right there.
Add it all up, Tom. What are we looking at?
Well, I think the 10 to 15 probably brackets the range we're seeing around here, Steve. So
both of them.
Yeah. And that would make this easily the biggest snow we've had in over a year. The only thing comparable to it was 7.8 inches a year ago, December. And so it's been over a year since we've had anything like this in the area. You know, you kind of knew the other shoe had to drop.
Yeah.
This is a La Nina winter. They tend to produce more snow and rain than usual. We were not doing that up to this point. The last two systems, it's interesting. Here's a stat that's kind of neat. The last two systems have produced more snow, these little snows on the weekend and early this week, more snow out of those two than we've gotten in the last two Februaries combined. That stat courtesy of my producer, Bill Snyder.
But we went almost all of January and February last year,
yeah.
right, with no snow.
Remember that, Steve? We had a big snow in December, and we all thought with the cold coming on strong and all that the rest of the winter was going to be barbaric, and it actually turned totally around. February, I think, had a trace of snow last year. That was it. It's one of the least snowy Februaries on the books around here, if not the least snowy, as I recall. So, yeah, this is it's kind of interesting to backload a winter after these last couple we've had with this kind of snow.
It's a quarter of three, 2:46 right now. So you think the snow starts to come around
onset time,
6 o'clock?
John, is about 6 to 8 o'clock. Yeah, and the radar shows detectable snow crossing the Mississippi right now. This area is coming together fast. And what's happening is we've got a 30, 40 mile per hour wind blowing in from with Gulf moisture south of this system and running up over this cool air. That's a tremendous moisture delivery system we've got going. And we're going to set up this overrunning band. On top of that, we're on the backside of a Speedmax in the jet stream, another region where the lift is generated and you produce clouds and snow. So we're marrying those two features together to produce this long duration snow around here.
But it sounds like you're talking about a fairly calm storm, right? And we're not talking about a lot of winds.
You are right. Steve, the big thing, you know, when you look at the weather map, this will be a, what we'd call in the weather profession an inverted trough. Won't be one of these Groundhog Day blizzard type things where you have an L on the weather map and all these concentric rings, the isobars around it. This is not what we're getting out of this. What will happen as we go on tomorrow is we'll get a northeasterly wind to start picking up. But the wind speeds will be in the range of 8 to 18 miles per hour. Look, with falling snow and snow on the ground that will be light and fluffy, you know, that still could create some issues, but it's not going to be like the 70 mile an hour wind that we had coming in the Groundhog State blizzard 7 years ago.
Well, what's the temperature going to be like? Is this snowball weather?
You know what, John? We're looking at about 12 to 1 ratio snow, which is about what we typically get around here. So there's some packability to that. We're talking about a temperature in the mid to upper 20s tomorrow.
Uh-huh, that's kind of nice. I mean, I don't know. That, to me, seems to be... Oh, I'll say manageable, but
yeah.
That's because I take the train. I don't have to drive in it. I don't have to shovel too much of it. Tom, is this so? It's then just real quick, talk about the lake effect. Is it going to be worse towards the lake, or since it's coming from the other direction, it doesn't matter?
You know what? The county's right up against the lake. Quite honestly, the system itself is going to produce a broad band of snow, and so it'll be kind of transparent to us that we go into some lake enhanced snowfall. Here in the counties adjacent to the lake, I think that's wedded into these numbers I've given you, John.
Well, so all right, my folks live in Joliet. I mean, yeah. So they're south and west.
They are going to get nailed. But then you go south of there, and the amounts will begin to taper off. So close-in southern suburbs,
Sorry, Mom.
Calumet City, yeah. Hammond, Gary, Valparaiso, these areas will all get socked with a good snow. But then if you go farther south, then toward... Rensselaer, Kankakee, across to Morris. Not that it won't snow down there. It's just there won't be the totals that we get up here in the city.
Morris, Illinois? You mean Grundy County out west?
Yeah. I mean, Grundy County will be in on it. You know, but I would think even by then, as you get down to southern Grundy County, that we ought to be getting amounts to start coming down. But having said, it might be an academic point because it still could be pretty messy.
Right, yeah. So lucky them, they only got 5 inches instead of 15.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
right.
It.
That's Tom Skilling over at Channel 9, WGN-TV. Are you going to be on with Roe this afternoon?
I am indeed. Yeah, if he'll have me.
Tom, I won't be driving to Iowa.
Yeah, you know something? I'll tell you. I think we are going. You know, John, because you transitioned to Roe and you've heard Roe's comments about these weather situations.
Yeah.
I hope Anna's ready with kid gloves to handle them because Roe needs our help in situations
like this. Well, he's a basket case anyway. You know, if the economy was good, if the politics were simple and the weather was nice, he's still a handful, Tom.
I know. And you know what? I love working with Ro. It's just like I love working with you guys, you and Steve.
Yeah, but we're low maintenance. I mean, come on.
You
this
are.
This is so
You're
much.
You're very easy to handle. I'll tell you.
I mean, if you had to pick one, Tom, which show is easier and more pleasant to come on?
You know what? I'm not even going down that road. I love all of you guys. I really do. You know, John, it's just great. I was thrilled. You're back from Minneapolis.
I am.
You should never have left us, my friend.
That's a long story, Tom, but I'm looking at the Minneapolis right now, and, you know, sometimes their weather gets here.
No.
Ours, it doesn't look like it's going up there. They've
no.
got 6 degrees and sunny for the
yeah.
next 3 days.
They're going to be south of it. This is a narrow little, 150, 200-mile across corridor that runs up into southern Wisconsin. Southern Minnesota may get in on some, but south of the Twin Cities. So,
wow.
And it goes back out into Iowa and up through the Dakotas and into Montana, so it's a little ribbon of snow about 200 miles across and a little wider out west, right on the south flank of this Arctic air mass, the southern extremity of which we've been parked in. And yet, you know, you go south of that, get out to Phoenix and Los Angeles. I mean, out in the west, they wonder where winter has been this year.
Well, let's do this. What time, one more time, you're on with Roe today?
Yeah, we'll be, I haven't heard from Jeff yet as producer on the exact time, but we'll be talking to Judy at the end of the three. If Judy's in today, isn't she, or Steve?
She's in today, but she's already talking about skipping tomorrow.
I'm going to hang up on you.
That's our Judy.
You go back and do what you do, Tom, and we'll listen for you in the 3 o'clock news and later with Roe this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, John. Good to talk to you, and you too, Steve. And oh, brother, that market is something. Wow.
It's a nice segue.
It would be nice if we could ignore them both.